Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf, your host, as usual. And I'm coming to you from Camp Gundog, as you know, way up here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, where we still have summer weather and sunshine. If you want to check out the puppies on the Facebook site, you can. Lots of dogs. I learned a new expression today that I'm sad to learn, a new term for a new kind of dog. And you might know exactly what I'm talking about when I say it. Brand new kind of dog, courtesy of man's unkind hand. We now have a new kind of dog in our training vocabulary. It's called an oil rig dog. And I get choked up even just saying it. Oil rig dog. You can imagine what a dog, how a dog gets treated if it grows up near an oil rig. Well, today we're going to take a walk on the ghostly side. We're going to talk a little bit about ghost cats. Maybe dogs, maybe horses, and we're going to talk to Jessica Costello. We've been talking to Dusty Rainbolt the past few weeks, and she's the author of Cat Wrangling Made Easy, as well as Ghost Cats. Welcome to the show, Dusty.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me once again. I'm delighted to be here.
We've had a lot of emails and phone calls. People are really interested in this topic. So I decided to ask my producer to find me somebody else to talk with, another expert on the subject. And today, coming to us, we've got Jessica Costello. Thank you very much. You're a psychic medium. Thank you for joining us today on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Jessica?
Well, thank you so much, Deb. I'm happy to be on.
We have a lot of listeners who are missing their dogs, missing their cats. And Dusty Rainbolt's book is a collection of stories of people who had experiences with cats, mostly ghosts of cats, spirits of cats, long dead, and what that's like. And I'm hoping today we can just open up the conversation so we can help people, if they're trying to, help them communicate with their dogs, their cats, maybe even people that they've lost. So that's where we're starting, Jessica. I hope that's comfortable territory for you.
Oh, that is very comfortable territory for me. I actually love connecting to, our furry friends that are over on the other side. That's one of my favorite things to do. I love talking to them. It doesn't seem with our cats and our dogs after they've crossed over, it doesn't seem like they go very far away from our side.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. So no rainbow bridge? They're not somewhere frolicking in a meadow?
Well, they do. They certainly go to another realm, but it's been my experience from what I've seen, both with, with my pets, that, particularly I had one that passed, she passed 3 years ago, and I was so devastated after her crossing because it was very sudden, and she passed due to somebody else's stupidity, and I was so devastated for weeks that one of the things that I saw was every time I would be having myself a little cry, my little cat Pooter would be right there, either on the foot of the bed or on the chair that was next to my bed. And she would just be looking at me going, come on, seriously? I'm right here.
Wow. Well, Dusty, I know that's probably ringing some bells for you. Dusty has a collection of stories, and many of them hit on common themes. So maybe I'll ask Dusty to talk a little bit about that, since I don't think Jessica's had the chance to read your book yet.
Not yet, but I'm seriously going to check it out.
Well, thank you. Yes, I've had one experience, and prior to that, I did not believe in ghosts or spirits or anything like that. People who told me they'd seen ghosts, I always thought that they had had a little bit too much recreational chemicals in the 1970s. But after having experienced a kitten jumping on my bed a month after he passed, it was like, oh, well, it is real. And recently I've lost two of my heart cats, so I really wish they would come back.
Okay, so Jessica, what can Dusty do, or anybody listening, me included? I've got a blue heeler I'd love to speak with, a couple of Rottweilers, a Wolf Cross. My list goes on and on because I've known a lot of animals. But what can Dusty do to reach these two, what she calls, heart cats?
Well, one of the first things that I would suggest doing, because this is what has worked for me, is, you know, keep in mind that you're most receptive and you're most open either right before you go to sleep or even while you are at sleep. And if before you, you know, when you're getting ready for bed, you can talk out loud or talk mentally, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you've got people around and you don't want to be running around talking into thin air and looking like a crazy person, then definitely say, you know, out in your head, you know, geez, you know, for me, I would say, geez, Pooter, I think I really need a visit from you tonight. I'm feeling really sad. I'm feeling kind of like, wow, I lost my cat, but I would really like her to come and tuck me in tonight. And if you're saying that and in the most loving and positive way possible, then you will feel your animal in your space while you're in that point of drifting off to sleep. And quite possibly, actually most likely, you're going to be having that cat come and visit you while you're in your dream state. And that is something that my cat Pootie, or we call her Poot, that's something that Poot would do quite a bit, is she would come to me in my dreams. And most recently, about a year ago, was when she pulled this stunt. She came to me in a dream, and this dream, she came night after night after night and kept telling me that I had to. And it wasn't even, we would like you to. It was, Mom, you have to adopt these two kittens. And I would wake up in the morning and I would argue and say, I don't want to adopt two more kittens. I already got three cats. I don't want another cat. We're good. And the next night, that same dream would come in again, and she would show me these two kittens, saying I would have to adopt them. And sure enough, these two kittens ended up crossing my path. And if I hadn't have adopted them, then they would have gone to a not so good place. And while you're in that dream state, is really the easiest for, you know, any of your loved ones who are crossed over to connect with you. Because, you know, all of your boundaries are down. You're in altered state of perception, you know, altered state of reality. You're very, very relaxed. So those are the things that are very key in making sure that you're wide open for this communication.
You know, it makes sense when you think of primitive religions and how they would starve themselves and do things, you know, work themselves into a fever with heat and temperature and sweating and things like that. It kind of makes sense. We have to go to break, Jessica and Dusty. I got to go to break, but we'll be back to talk more on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with Jessica Costello and Dusty Rainbolt in a minute. Just stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk.
Anytime you're near, I love you.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand. A true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's P-U-R, spray pet, .com, purrspraypet.com, or call us now at 386-310-3924.
your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And you know that I need you too.
Hello. We're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, with Deb Wolf and Dusty Rainbolt and Jessica Costello. And I wanted to ask you, Jessica, that sounded like an animal who'd already passed coming to you to give you advice on, or guidance or direction or an order on life now in reality. And Anna, I don't know, that's, I had something sort of like that with a bridge and a warning from a dog that had passed in a dream. But how often is that coming through? And what are they even? Wow, that's just, I'm surprised at that. I'm surprised that that's, that they're caring and that the, and Dusty, does this surprise you, or is this something you saw in the stories?
Stories where animals came back and provided warnings and even protected people, but I couldn't get permission to run those, and they were absolutely the most compelling stories, but I'm going to respect the people that I interview, and if they changed their minds, and it was just terrible. But anyway, I definitely think that they can provide warnings.
Is that what compels them to come back? Do you think this, why do you think your cat Pooter was even bothering to pay attention to these kittens? What was going on there, Jessica?
Well, in that particular circumstance, there was a man in our neighborhood who had two female cats that he had never gotten spayed. Naughty, naughty, naughty. And they had gotten outside, and according to him, they were immoral with the neighborhood. There's a neighborhood stray cat. It's a big black one. I just call him Chunky. And he had a house full of black kittens, and what he was doing is he'd adopted them out, and it was right before Halloween. He was adopting them. I know. Is your blood running as cold as mine did?
This is terrible.
He had a big sign out in front of his house saying, you know, just in time for Halloween, black kittens free. And they, you know,
he
had homed most of them, but he had two left. And those two, had I not gone, and you know, when I passed this sign, because I don't go through that area of the neighborhood very often, when I passed that sign, it hit me, that's where I'm supposed to be. It's that person. And when I went to his house and I said, I want your kittens, and I didn't even, you know how many he had, but I knew I had to take them. Worst case scenario, I'll just find them homes myself. And he said, well, there's two left, but some, you know, there's a young man that is spoken for them. And I literally got sick to my stomach, and I almost vomited in his house. I seriously almost vomited. And I said, no, I want them more. I want them more. And at that point, I mean, this man had enough kittens running around his house that he probably would have given them away to a lab at that point. But he was just completely, his nerves were shot, and his house was destroyed.
Yeah.
And had that young man that wanted those two kittens come back and pick them up, I really feel like they wouldn't have been appropriately cared for. And here in our house, we have a huge house, and our animals are babied and spoiled to the point of it's embarrassing how much I spoil my cats.
It would be hard not to. If, I mean, according to your bio, you're pretty psychically connected to all these animals. So if you're constantly picking up on what they want and feel and need, how could you not treat them well? Dusty, this whole thing, it's as she's saying it, I was sort of and making all these sound effect noises because black cat, Halloween, free to get. Oh, no. Okay, Dusty, I could tell them, but I think you're the cat expert. Why don't you tell them why that whole scenario was so dangerous?
Oh, absolutely. People do terrible things to, especially black cats, and even white cats around Halloween. And actually, there are four times of the year where animals are mistreated. But again, especially black and white cats. And I have done the same thing. One day my husband was in a mall, and he saw a black kitten, and it said Halloween kitten, $10. And he confronted the store manager, and they said, oh, that doesn't happen. And it's like, yes, they do. And even if it's not an occult thing, horrible mischief things happen to especially cats. But, you know, we have
firecracker pranks and all sorts of horrible things done to cats. The Halloween is the worst time of the year for any animal to be loose and alone outside. Or adopted or rehomed. But black cats are really sought after by sick people this time of year. So if you've got one, shut it inside. Because somebody's looking to do it harm, really. And it's just disgusting. What are the other times of year, Dusty? I didn't catch that.
Well, I'm afraid I don't have those notes in front of me, but there are, I believe, either four or six high holy days of the occult. And people can look that up on the internet, I'm sure, but it's not just one day. So really, keep your cats inside, especially your black or your white ones.
Yeah, and be on the alert. A few days before Halloween is when they go missing. Pets go missing and unspeakable things happen. So just be on the alert. Be watchful. Take care of your neighbors. Pay attention.
My cats go out never. I never let them out.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dusty likes the sound of that, I'm sure.
Well, actually, my cats go out all the time, but my cats go out in our backyard, and we have a cat fence. So they have the best of both worlds. They cannot leave the yard, but they do get to enjoy the great outdoors. So,
yeah, that's terrific. Oh, well, I think we're running out of time again. That went so fast. At least we have another segment. We can talk a little bit more. So when you're falling asleep, when you're waking up, when you're sleeping, that's the time when you're most likely to reach people or pets on the other side. And if you think, picture them with you in a calming, kind, loving way, you're likely to get results. We're going to continue with that when we come back to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Because, well, that's where we're going today with Jessica Costello and Dusty Rainbolt. We're going to try and help you all reach your pets in the afterlife. So stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Hello! You're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deb Wolf. You can find me, DeborahWolfOnline.com. There's lots of old radio shows on there, including past shows with Dusty Rainbolt, where we took your questions about cats who wouldn't use the litter box and cats who were scratching the furniture and all kinds of things like that. So if you've got a cat problem, we'll probably do it again in the future, but you can look at the past shows and check out your cat problem or pick up Cat Wrangling Made Easy by Dusty Rainbolt. Also, we've got today Jessica Costello, and I see from your bio that you help people figure out what's stopping them, blocking them, how to move on. Do you go to the spirits for this? How do you do that?
Well, for me, when I'm doing a reading for people, I will both connect with their angels and their guides, as well as their loved ones who are crossed over. You know, their loved ones who are crossed over are going to be the ones that are going to tell me, well, geez, you know, so-and-so has been doing this day after day after day after day. She's been doing it since she was 9 years old. She hasn't changed yet. You got to fix that. And that's usually about how that runs down. And then psychically, I will also tune in and see what it is that these guides and loved ones are telling me so that I can talk to my client and say, all right, well, these are the choices and this is the path that you've been working along. And here are the areas where you've been making these pitfalls. And these are the things that are causing you to have some blocks. You know, these are the things that are giving you more challenges than you're actually getting with benefit. And then I will talk to them and say, you know, maybe if we did this instead, just as an idea, you know, I'll broach an alternative to, you know, the choice that they're making and tell them this is what that will result in. And that is something that's better than what you're going through right now. And I mean, of course, ultimately it's their choice to choose to make the changes. But my role is to communicate with, you know, their guides and, you know, to, you know, give them the guidance to get them to their greater good. And, you know, also their loved ones will, you know, give some really wonderful advice and they'll give some really wonderful suggestions. And also they're going to tell me about, you know, your loved ones are going to tell me about things that, you know, the person has been doing that they may not necessarily open right up and tell me, but you know, that's one of the things that would be causing some of the challenges going along in their space.
Dusty, I don't know about you, but this makes me feel awful insecure about changing my clothes or going to the bathroom. Like, how public is my time here? How do I have any privacy, Jessica?
You know, there are days when I've actually wondered that for myself and I've said, come on, seriously? Seriously, because I'm a medium, so I do have a tendency to just draw spirits in, and I've had instances where spirits have had absolutely zero boundaries, and I'll be in the shower shampooing, and I'll have somebody going, oh, good, you're not busy.
Well, oh, no.
Here's what, my friend so-and-so is going to be coming in to see you, and here's what she's doing wrong, and you just need to straighten that right out, and I'll just say, no, I need to rinse, and then repeat, and then condition. That's what's on my docket for right now. Please go away. But,
oh, that's funny. That's like having kids. I have kids who do the same thing. Oh, mom, you're on the phone. So can you make me lunch? You know, and they keep talking. Okay, so is it ever animals that are saying, yes, oh, dump the guy, or she's dating a loser, or whatever? Yes. Is it ever animals doing that, interjecting? What, do they ever interject business advice? Or is it
business advice? Not typically with your pets, because when you think about it, a cat's going to be a little bit more aloof about something like that. What I've, with my experience, I've had pets that will say, geez, you know what? Mom or dad is really depressed. They're not eating or they're eating too much. We don't, you know, these are the things that we're worried about. She's not sleeping at night. He's sleeping too much. You know, there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of crying. They'll tell me about those things because, you know, you as their, you know, their, your mom or dad to your pet, they always want to soothe you. I mean, when you think about it, your pets want to soothe you in your life. So why would that change? Because they've crossed over. If you're having a hard time, your pet is going to want to try and soothe you. Of course, they're not in their physical body, so they can't soothe you as easily as they could when they were in their physical body, when your cat could hop up in your lap and purr and, you know, give you that nice little nudge that says, hey, I'm here and I love you regardless of what your boss did today. And they'll tell me about the things that are going on, how they're feeling, and how long this has been going on. And, you know, if it's a person that's causing this discontent, I've had multiple occasions where I'm talking to a client who's saying, geez, I don't know if I need to dump this person or not. And I have their dog in spirit or even alive saying, oh yeah, get rid of him, lose him, kick him to the curb. He's got to go.
Now, and I hope you can tell the difference between a dog who's just demanding and jealous and wants all the owner's time and a dog who's giving good advice.
Yes.
Because
yes,
there's that, right? Dusty, yes. I bet there are cats who would say dump the guy just because they want the human to themselves, right?
Well, I would think so. I mean, they do that in life. I don't know why they wouldn't do it in death. Although, you know, sometimes cats don't make good decisions. It takes kitties a while to get to know people. I know that my cat, Basil, who was in the flesh at the time, was not a fan of my husband until my husband started feeding the cats. as we first started dating, the cat would hiss, and my husband would feed him, and then he'd hiss the cat, and he'd leave. And within a few weeks of this routine, the cat started spooning with my future husband. And so, you know, sometimes they don't have good judgment, but I would think if they're coming back to warn you, that would be something you would want to listen to.
Exactly.
And I would definitely err on the side of caution if the spouse, boyfriend, whatever, wants you to dump your cats. It's a good idea to let him
go, not the human.
The cat.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They give you a choice like that. Sometimes there's choices that you can't help. And I just want to say, if anybody out there is in a predicament where they're losing their home or they just have no choice, at least take the animal to a shelter. Don't leave your animal locked in, because there's no telling what will happen then, and it could be a really horrible situation. So at least take it to a shelter. Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to charge you. If you're really desperate, they'll take the animal. Okay, so I just want to put that little public service announcement in there. Jessica, I want to know if, for me, you can channel any animals or angels floating about, and maybe Dusty's heart cats. If anybody's trying to talk to us today, I'd love to know.
Well, first off, for you, as soon as you started talking about animals in your space, you do have a fleet of them. It's like I can feel them. It's like you have your own little entourage going around. And when you said Rottweiler, that's the one. That's the direction I'm most keyed towards. Was one of them like 11? I keep being shown the number 11 for some reason. Like 11.
So what? I hate to say it, but I've had an awful lot of dogs die at age 11. Like my three standard poodles growing up all died at age 11. Both my Rottweilers died at age 11.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that explains it.
I've got two dogs now who are 11 and a half, and I'm just like, you know, crossing my fingers, you know, to get to
that. Explains it then, because everywhere I look, I'm seeing the number 11. I'm like, come on, seriously, just stop with the number 11. Stop with the number 11. It's very strong with the animals around you, and that's usually one of the first things they're going to show me when I'm connecting, is this age, that their last age that they're going to remember, and that's this. It's the two Rottweilers are the one that I'm focusing in on. One of them gives me a really funky feeling in my stomach area, so I'm not sure what was going on in the abdomen or kidneys, but it just feels heavy. Like it's
The first one had stomach cancer and knee cancer.
Heavy. You know what's really funny is that's the one I feel was more bothered by the stomach issue than so much the knee issue. That's what I'm being shown first off.
Oh, we only have 30 seconds. Okay, we're going to have to come back with this. Don't worry, Dusty. I'm not going to leave you hanging. We're going to do you too.
She's been talking
about Chopper, who had a stomach issue. And then I have Thump, who died of knee cancer. He's a different dog much later, a decade later. So we'll come back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we'll definitely get to Dusty's cats, I hope, Jessica. Stay tuned, everybody. We're reading animals right now.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that I need you too.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and well, if you want to talk to us and get your reading, 1-888-627-6008, 1-888-627-6008. But Dusty, we get to go first. So Jessica, what have you got to tell us?
Well, and as I was just kind of popping over to you, he's a very cool dog, this you know, Rottweiler. I mean, he's very he just has such a cool and mellow, but also insanely intelligent demeanor about him.
I wonder if you're talking about Thump or Chopper. I had two. Chopper was a hound cross. He was about 90 pounds. And Thump was a full Rottie, about 110. So much bigger dog.
It's the one with the stomach issues.
He's
showing me stomach issues in a big, bad way. And I'm an empath, so I can actually feel it on my physical body. And it feels very, very heavy in there. And as I kind of popped over to you, he was saying that you saved him. But he is also, he feels like he was very, very tired. And it's something about him. I don't feel like he was treated appropriately at all. Before he came into, you know, his second part of his life, which is where he came into your space, I don't feel like that dog was treated appropriately. But he's telling me also that he did.
So bad. It was so bad. They hired me to train him, and I got there, and he was wearing an electric shocking collar, and they would just use it like whimsy. If his feet were dirty, they'd shock him when he was on his way into the house. If his feet were clean, maybe they wouldn't. He wasn't learning anything. He'd been put through the ringer, this poor dog, and they had him in a pen, and you had to beat in the head to get him back from the pen, and then they would slide the food in. It was a nightmare. None of that. I actually stood outside his pen juggling because he was so afraid of moving objects and hands that I got him used to the idea that I would juggle and juggle and juggle and then let a ball fall into his pen. And he would act like it was a bomb. He would hide. And then over time, he realized, oh, these are balls. This is fun. And that's how I got him over his fear of all kinds of things. But, oh, yeah, no, he was. And then when I got him all the way trained, so trained they could have him in the house and have him with their kids and everything, they decided they were going to move to Portland and he wasn't convenient for them anymore. And they booked me to take him one day, didn't tell me what for. I get to the vet thinking it's just a regular vet visit, and they tell me they're going to euthanize him.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, and he was young. He was like 4 years old. So I just said, forget it. I put him back in my car right away, locked my doors, and said, what do I have to do? What do I have to sign? I'm taking over this dog. Like, there's no way. There's no way. And anyway, he served me like Worf served Picard, you know, like just like the best, best right-hand man forever. He was awesome.
He's very, very smart, and he was telling me that you saved him, and he's very, he's actually kind of aloof about that, but he has a little bit of gratitude. It's like there's a little bit of embarrassment that you had to save him, but he's, as you're talking, he's also saying that they were worse to him when you weren't around. There was stuff that they did to him when you were not there that, you know, he just not treated the way you would treat any living thing. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I could tell from training him as a trainer. I know he was hung in a surrender hold. Yep. I know a lot of things were done to him.
Yep.
And I know the person who did it was a trainer they paid. And I know enough to know the person had blue coveralls and white hair, because it took me a long time to get this dog to stop reacting to people in blue coveralls and people with white hair. So sometimes these secrets aren't so well kept. You think you're abusing a dog and no one will know? We know. We know.
And he's saying that he feared for his life at times because he would be punished, but he didn't know what he had done wrong. I mean, he was just doing dog stuff. Dogs track dirt, you know, get over it. But he didn't know what it was that he was doing wrong, but he just assumed that everything that he did was things, you know, was just wrong. And he's also telling me that when he came into your space, he actually thought for a little bit that this must be what heaven is, because he says that he had so much freedom with you, whereas his previous life, and that's what he calls it, is it was just his old life. His old life, he didn't have any freedoms. He was not loved. There was no affection. And you would give him so much affection to the point he said that sometimes all of that affection really freaked me out. And it was just so much, and it would become a little bit overwhelming. And he said after a while, he learned how to suck it all up, and then you couldn't give him enough. You know, he would just be like, oh God, I got to have more. Got to get me more of that. But before, he did not know how to be loved. He's telling me that people yanking on his leash, they also used one of those spiky leashes, the collars
And if anybody listening is using one now, get rid of it and get rid of the trainer who recommended it. You don't need to train your dog with pain. It's very easy to train your dog with kindness. Can you send him the message that he more than paid me back? More than paid me back. There's no debt.
He's telling me that he still is with you and watching over you because he feels that he still needs to protect you. And not that he says he feels like he needs to, because that's his role. He's your guardian, but also because he wants to, because he actually really enjoyed doing it. This was a dog that loved to protect. To him, this was like, I have a job, this is my role, and I'm doing it for somebody that I liked. Now, he knew he had to protect the other people, but it was something with him where he's like, you know what? Maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't. Depending on the situation.
I totally know what you're saying. And the hardest thing for me to teach him was time out, was to stop working. He would just run 40 yards, turn around, and wait for the next command. He just wouldn't stop working. You know what? I'm getting all choked up. It was a long time ago, this dog, years and years and years. But I'm so glad that I could help him. Okay, well, we haven't done Dusty yet, so I guess on the break, I'll ask you to try and channel Dusty's cats. I'm sure you're getting mobs and mobs of dogs and cats trying to talk to me, because I really have touched so many. And I think people should get from this that when you do something good for an animal, it's huge. It just reverberates all over the place. It's where you should do your good work. 1-888-627-6008 if you would like to talk to Jessica. And when we come back from the break, we'll be talking to those two cats, I hope. Or maybe some animal will be interrupting to talk to me. Maybe my blue heeler Squeak. I sure do miss her. Stay tuned to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. I hope you're ready for this, Dusty. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, I hope so, too. Stay tuned. Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit biketoeleash.com. That's biketoeleash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is biketoeleash.com.
I'm your doggy.
I'm your doggy.
And I love you.
Hello, we're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I know that Jessica Costello is with us today, and she's trying to read Dusty's cats, but I think some kind of hyper dog is insinuating itself on her. I wonder if it's my blue heeler. I don't know. What's up, Jessica?
Oh, there's a really, really hyper dog that keeps, I keep going, come on, back off. I want to connect to a cat right now, please. And I'm getting, no. And this, I don't think I know what a blue heeler is, but this feels, it's kind of, I'm getting like terrier type energy, insanely intelligent, like just, but so freaking quick. pardon me, but so quick in the mind that it's like you would see this dog doing things and you would go, wow, is there a lot going on upstairs with this dog? I mean, really?
If you could imagine a border collie on speed, that's sort of a little bit chunkier, pointy ears, black and white spots, and like just never stops when it comes to sheep or goats or whatever the task. Insane energy level. You know, she's bigger than a small terrier, more like a 40-pound dog.
Yeah, this is a very, 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 very fast dog, to the point where this dog is just chattering so fast and moving so fast that if this were a person, I would say, wow, are we having a little bit of manic issues going on right now? Perhaps we should lay off the caffeine.
That's my blue healer, and they have this demented half bark. That's just how they're bred. It's horrible to listen to. And she, that's her. Well, hi, Squeaky Monkey. Nice to hear from you.
She is so smart, but she's slightly OCD, where it's like, I've got to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this now. I have to do this now. I have to do this now. And she's telling me that she was a dog who had physical pain, but she would kind of push beyond it because she was like, she would look at whatever her motivator was that she was interested in going after, and she would weigh her options like, well, this hurts kind of bad, but does it hurt so bad that it's not going to make the end prize that much like less awesome? She's got a really happy energy around her, very, very, very happy. And she's telling me that the pain was not just limited to her legs. She's showing it as being all the way up into like the hip and the pelvis area. I'm not sure what was going on in there, but she had a lot of physical pain. And she's saying that she had that physical pain for a while. You did a lot to help her. She says you did so much to try and help her. But I don't feel like this is a dog that let on to how much pain she was in.
I never knew that. She was such an athlete. I had no idea about that.
She is an athlete, and she is fast. Everything she does fast. It's like you can see her with other dogs, and she, you know, you would say, all right, come here. Come on, dogs. It's time to come in. That, what she's showing me, she would always get there like 10 times faster.
I used her to collect the ones who wouldn't come when called. I'd say, go get them. And the only thing I had to do was make sure she wasn't too mean about it. You know, make sure her after.
She's correcting you right now. She's correcting you right now. And she says, I was never mean.
Tell that to the goats. I don't think so.
Sweet. I was never mean. I just had to be firm. Somebody had to be firm with them because they weren't keeping up. They were lagging behind. And so she's immediately correcting because she doesn't really have that mean, nasty tendency. She kind of has this like, oh, I'm doing something. It's my job. It's my job. It's my job. It's my job. It's my job.
You're right. She never did bite anybody or anything. It was all bravado. It was all bluster. You're right. But you know what? I feel like I'm taking up poor Dusty's time. I guess you can't really decide who speaks to you, though, can you?
Well, with this, it's who comes in the strongest, and where the two of you are essentially in my space at the same time. If I would have ignored your little hyper dog, she would have just continued to keep interrupting when I was trying to connect to a cat, because she thinks that the cats are like less important than she is right now. And she's saying, I'm supposed to thank you because you gave her really good jobs. And she
And that's true. Anybody out there who's got a bored Jack Russell or border collie or blue healer, they need work. The more jobs you give them, the happier they are. And she had a whole lot of jobs.
She says, you gave her lots of jobs. And then she's boasting and she says, and I was so good at it.
Yes. So yes, she was.
She's definitely not a dog who's lacking in ego. Dusty, sweetie, you still there? I don't think I heard Dusty a minute. Okay, there you are. All right. I keep picking up was that the dog's name is Squeaks?
No, I've never had a pet name.
No, that was mine. That's
your dog. That was her name. Before Squeaks kept interrupting, I keep picking up a cat that has, I keep getting a terrible dry mouth, dry throat. I just feel so ridiculously thirsty. And whenever I feel that thirst kind of thing going on, I'm like, okay, maybe something going on in the kidneys, like renal failure when that happens? I don't know. None of it. I keep picking up a really cool cat that is showing me like a renal failure and being terribly, terribly thirsty. Smart, but I think most cats except mine are pretty smart. I have one cat that is the opposite of smart.
Blonde.
Actually, he is. good call. He totally is. This is a very, very smart cat, and this is someone who's showing me that there was... You got a lot of cats in your space, my dear. I keep getting the number three.
Huh? Well, she is the cat wrangler, Jessica. She's a cat trainer and cat author, cat wrangler, cat expert. I would expect there's a cat or two around.
Wait, you can train cats?
Oh, yes.
I've been just trying to talk to mine and give them reason, and it hasn't worked. I keep picking up three that are around you very strong, but I feel like one of them is actually alive that keeps saying that has stuff to say, because this is a very live energy, and there are two that are in spirit, and one is showing me, like I said, I keep feeling like this one passed due to some sort of renal failure, and this one's telling me that it went on for a very long time also. There was a lot going on. Do you have one that you just noticed towards the end was drinking like crazy?
Well, my cats generally they live a long time, so any cat that lives to be 14, 15 is going to start suffering from renal disease. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, generally.
This is what
yes,
I keep.
Can you tell Jessica something about the two you're trying to reach?
Okay. Let's see. I have one was a Tonkinese, and one his name was Groucho because he looked like Groucho Marx, and I lost them earlier this year.
And there's two that are in spirit strong, but there's one that's talking to me that has more of a live energy. Groucho Marx, more of a cool cat, just cool. Like, you know what I mean when I say cool energy? I just keep getting a very, very cool, smart, take things as they come, but he would definitely put someone in his place if he needed to.
Yeah, that sounds
very strong.
Right.
Very, uh-huh. Very, very strong. And you have to promise to send me a picture because I've never seen a cat that looks like Groucho Marx. The thing with this one, this is the one that's giving me the really crazy dry mouth. And he's saying something about you having fixed him also. Like, he keeps saying you fixed him, and it's not the usual cat getting fixed at their very special time in their
Oh, family. Ladies, we only have a minute left. We've been talking with Dusty Rainbolt, the cat wrangler, and Jessica Costello, and we've been talking to spirits today. We've reached my Rottweilers and some cats and a blue healer that won't shut up. That sounds like her. Anybody who ever met her would recognize that. So thank you so much for today, Jessica and Dusty. It's been a great show.
Well, thank you for having us again. It's always fun.
Yes, and I hope we can do it again. I hope we can take some calls and help some other people. And thank you so much, Jessica. I mean, you brought me to tears this morning.
I'm sorry.
No, in a good way, in a good way. I'm so glad Chopper felt so good about his life and Squeak, too. So, everybody, you know, I always end by saying be good to your animals. But as you can hear from today's show, if you're good to an animal, decades later, they're still being good to you. So until next week from Smart Animal Talk and me, Deb Wolf, be good to your animals.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you.